从今天晚上开始，一连三天，美国总会安排的全国婚介讲习会在本会这边进行。
And starting from tonight, the USGA has arranged the National Marriage Coordinator Workshop to be taking place here.
来自于十几个不同地方教会，总共三个国家的婚介都在我们的中间。
And there are marriage coordinators from 10 some different churches from 3 different countries are all gathered here tonight.
但是我要强调，年轻人不用紧张，这个不是针对你们的。
I need to emphasize that you do not need to be too nervous.
教会一直当然都是很关注我们未来的发展。
Of course, the church is always caring about the future development.
有的真教会到2017年已经踏入了100周年的传教纪念。
True Jesus Church in the year 2017 have stepped into marched into this 100 year.
那未来100年的走向的圣工的发展的方向，一直是我们世界各地研讨的一个主题。
And the direction of the next 100 years has been our continuous discussion.
今年三月在台湾总会举开世界各国代表大会。
This year in March in Taiwan we held the World Delegate Meeting.
主题是百年灵恩，世纪传承。
And the topic for this meeting was this, the 100-year celebration.
过去一百年，领受了很多属灵的恩典。
In the past 100 years, we have received much grace.
接下来你要怎么传下去？
And how do we continue to preach on the gospel?
因为主耶稣还没有来。
Because Lord Jesus has yet to come.
什么时候来，我们不知道。
We do not know when He will come.
但是总是要准备好。
But we need to prepare ourselves.
那怎么样传下去呢？
So how do we preach on the gospel?
除了去传福音之外。
Apart from going out to preach.
自己教会内部的信仰的传承，就是非常的重要。
And passing down this faith within our church is also very important.
在这里，世界各地仔细看看，现在我们青少年的流失也不少。
If you look around the world, there's an increase in the loss of youth.
很多的流失其实也是跟婚姻遇到挑战有关系。
And many of the losses in youth has to do with the challenges they face in their marriages.
所以我们在努力传福音，或者是在各地盖很多教堂的同时。
So at the same time, while we preach the gospel and build up many different churches,
我们要问一问我们自己家里的年轻人的信仰，还有教会的青年的信仰有没有保守住。
We need to ask ourselves whether our own children or whether the youth in our church have kept their faith.
遇到最大的这个考验呢，就是婚姻的这一关。
So in the time when they face the greatest challenge, which is the marriage.
所以教会都很关怀年轻人的信仰。
And so churches care for the faith of the youth.
圣经告诉我们，婚姻是神所设立的。
The Bible tells us marriage is established by God.
大部分的人一辈子当中也会进入的婚姻。
And most people in this life will enter into marriage.
除非是有特别的恩赐，可以为主耶稣守独身。
Unless they have a special gift to remain single for the Lord.
为了圣工的缘故。
For the sake of the holy work.
但是呢，其他的人都有这个机会要进入婚姻里面。
But most of people have the opportunity to enter into marriage.
那今天晚上呢，我们来讲有三种进入婚姻的那个途径跟方法。
And tonight we'd like to share about the three ways of entering into marriage.
每个人呢可能会选择的这个路径不一样。
The way we choose to enter into marriage may be different.
每个人的需要也不一样。
Our needs are all different.
带来的后果可能也不一样。
And the results that are brought about are also different.
第一种进入婚姻的途径。
So the first way of entering into marriage.
就是自己凭自己的想法、自己的喜好去找。
And that is to pursue it after your own liking and your own reasonings.
因为有人说，婚姻是自己的事。
Because some people claim that marriage is their own business.
这是我的选择。
And this is my choice.
所以我要去面对。
So I need to face it myself.
那当神创造了天地万物之后，
But after God created heavens and earth,
神把亚当放在伊甸乐园里面。
God placed Adam in the Garden of Eden.
他也曾经想要自己找。
And Adam wanted to look for someone himself.
但是呢，他却没有找到。
But he could not find anyone.
我们看创世纪的第二章。
Let's read Genesis chapter 2.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
创世纪二章十八节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 18.
主神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶，帮助他。
And the Lord God said, it's not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him.
不晓得神讲这句话的时候，亚当有没有听见。
We don't know whether Adam heard what God said here.
但是呢，有一件事情很明显的。
But one thing is very obvious.
二十节说，那人便给一切牲畜和空中的飞鸟、野地走兽起了名，只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他。
20 says, so Adam gave names to all the cattle and the birds of the air and to every beast of the field, but for Adam there was not found a helper comparable to him.
就是亚当他在乐园里面，他 有神赐给他的聪明，可以为各种动物来命名。
He had the God-given wisdom to name all the creatures.
但是呢，他在看动物，都找不到跟他自己长得很像的一个配对。
But as he looked through all the animals, he could not find someone who looked like him to be comparable.
跟人最像的可能是猿猴。
The one animal that's most likely to a human was an ape.
但是他看他那样子，好像也长得不像自己。
But even an ape does not look quite like Adam.
有手有脚，但是有五官，但是就是跟我不一样。
He has a five features, hands and feet, but he's not like Adam.
所以自己要去找啊，不一定能找得到。
So even if you look for yourself, you may not find one.
那为什么找不到呢？
Why can't you find one?
可能时候还没有到。
It may be not the time is not yet right.
因为这个时候神还没有创造女人出来。
He said at this time God has not yet created a woman.
那你怎么找，可能也找不到。
No matter how you look for it, you'll not find it.
那可能条件不对。
Maybe the criteria are not right.
自己还没有准备好。
Maybe you yourself is not yet ready.
因为神的设计是女人要从男人身上拿出来那根肋骨造成的。
And because God's design is so that a woman would be made from the rib bone of man.
你要首先要愿意被神开刀，被神修理。
And so first you need to be operated on by God.
修理好了，拿出来了，女人才会准备好给你面前。
And once you're operated on, then the woman will be presented to you.
所以，就算用自己的意识去找，看起来好像很好。
If you try to find according to your will, it may seem good.
但是呢，不一定。在有限的这个条件里面呢，找得到。
But you may not be able to find one within this limited criteria.
当然从创世纪里面也有看到，后来的人类被因为犯了罪，被赶出伊甸乐园里面。
And later on, we can see in the book of Genesis, because of men have sinned, they were casted out of Garden of Eden.
后来呢，这人类呢也是要想要把用婚姻，用自己的主权呢去安排自己的婚姻。
And later on, men also wanted to use their own sovereignty to manage their own marriages.
我们看第六章的第一节。
Let's read Genesis chapter 6 verse 1.
创世纪六章一节。
Genesis chapter 6 verse 1.
当人在世上多起来，又生女儿的时候，神的儿子们看见人的女子们美貌，就随意挑选。娶来为妻。
And now it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose.
那个时候的世界有两种人。
During this time, there are two types of people.
一种人叫做神的儿子们。
And one type is called the sons of God.
神的儿子们呢是代表赛特的后代。
And sons of God means they are descendants of Seth.
他们是有信仰的，是敬拜神的人。
And they were people with faith.
那有另外一种人叫做人的女子们。
Another type of people were called the daughters of men.
他们是该隐的后代。
And they're the descendants of King.
他们很有才华，很聪明，也很漂亮。
They're very gifted, talented, and beautiful.
但是他们是没有信仰。
But they were without faith.
所以当时候的时代的神的女儿子们看到人的女子们美貌呢，就随意挑选为妻。
So in this generation, the sons of God saw the daughters of men were beautiful, so they took wives for themselves.
这是有信仰的人。跟没有信仰的人在婚姻当中结合了。
And so the sons of God, the people of faith, married to those without faith.
原因就只有一个。
And there's only one reason.
因为人的女子们长得漂亮。
And only because the daughters of men were beautiful.
吸引了这个有信仰的人的这个男生的这个注意力。
So they attracted the attention of the sons of God, these men.
所以呢，他们就通婚了。
And so they took wives for themselves.
我们知道这个美貌是。人人都喜爱的。
So we know everyone likes beauty.
有的选择，谁会去选那个丑的呢？
And who would choose one who's not so pleasant looking?
大家都喜欢漂亮的。
So everyone likes those who are beautiful.
眼睛大的。
Those who have big eyes.
头发长的。
Long hairs.
长得高的，身材好的。
Or who those who are tall or have a big, beautiful figure.
尤其是这个男生，神创造男人了，这个视觉的，是一个视觉的动物。
And so especially God had created men to become, beings of, visual beings.
但是如果只凭自己的喜好去找的话。
But if you only choose according to your own likings,
有一个结果。
There's only one result.
很有可能你的灵性就没有了。
Very likely you will lose your spiritual life.
这里第三节就说。
So verse 3 says,
人既然属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他们里面。
And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh.
本来人是属灵的，有信仰的。
Originally man was of the spirit, they had faith.
但是跟没有信仰的人结婚之后，
But once they marry with someone with, without faith,
很有可能就被影响。
And very likely they will be influenced.
最后他们自己的信仰都不见了。
In the very end, they will lose their own faith.
然后呢，神的灵就不能住在他继续住在这一代人里面了。
And the spirit of God will no longer be able to dwell in this generation.
所以真的过了没有几百年。
So true enough, after a few hundred years,
地的全地的罪恶就很大。
And sin spread throughout the earth.
之后呢，神就要毁灭这个世代了。
In the very end, God was to destroy this generation.
所以从圣经里面可以看。
From the Bible, we can see this.
神造人，给人一个很宝贵的东西。
And God created man and gave man a very precious thing.
就是所谓的自由意志。
And that is free will.
神不会强迫你做某一件事情。
And God will not force you to do a certain thing.
但是神会给你自由去做一种选择。
And but God will give you the free will to make a choice.
包括人生最大的事情。就是婚姻。
Includes the biggest decision in your life, which is marriage.
那我们组内的下一代啊，其实孩子长大的蛮快的。
And in fact, the next generation in our church they grow up rather quickly.
有时候你看看教会墙壁上面那照片，那小朋友还很小，怎么一下子好像就要快要结婚的年纪
？Sometimes you look at the pictures on the walls of the churches. They were still so small, but now they are already married.
自己好像不久之前还是在中年，现在一下子要被敬老了。
And before you're just in your middle ages, but now you're attending the elderly tribute.
太可怕了。
So time flies.
孩子长大就自己老了。
And so when the children grow up, then you age.
那孩子结婚这是很自然，长大就是要成婚的事情。
It's very natural that our kids grow up and they will marry.
一般来说，我们今天的家长啊，都很强调要好学区，他们的教育书读的怎么样。
And usually our parents will emphasize our kids have to be in a good area and they have to put have good.
挂在嘴边的第一句话就是书有没有念好。
So the first thing they would ask a kid is, have you studied?
第二句，功课写了没？
The second is, have you done your homework?
第三句，考试考几分？
And third is, what did you get on your test?
第四句，琴练得好没有？
And fourth, did you practice your piano?
都是这几句话，每天重复啊。
So these are the four things that the parents continue to nag their kids.
所以从小孩子们就知道父母很看重我的学业。
So ever since the kids know from young age that their parents emphasize on their studies.
但是很少父母啊，从小就是跟孩子一个观念。
But very rarely would the parents give this your children this concept. Concept,
你是神的儿女
that you are the children of God.
你以后长大会结婚
and when you grow up, you will get married.
但是你要记得
but you have to remember,
你是神的儿女 你跟别人不一样
and you are the children of God, you're different from others.
你可能会喜欢别人
you might like other people.
或是别的女生会喜欢你
but other girls might like you.
但是你要记得你是神的儿女
but you must remember that you are the children of God.
你跟别人是不一样
you are different from other people.
神对你有要求
and God has requirements of you.
但是如果我们做家长的可以常常给儿女有这种观念
And as a parent, if we can often give our children this concept,
就会进到头脑里面。
And they will slowly remember it.
将来啊，这个遇到要做决定的时候。
So when in the end, when they grow up and have to face this decision,
他就知道随自己的意思挑选不一定是最好的。
So they will understand that it is not necessarily the best if they choose after their own will.
我们看圣经里面的所罗门王。
If you look at King Solomon in the Bible,
他真的是蒙受神很大的祝福。
He indeed was a king greatly blessed by God.
论智慧，他有前所未有，从古到今没有人的有的大智慧。
And speaking of wisdom, he possessed wisdom that none had ever possessed.
论财宝，没有人可以比得上他。
Speaking of wealth, no one can compare to him.
论享受，他也有一切。
And speaking of enjoyment, he possessed it all.
神那么祝福的人，怎么可能会跌倒呢？
How could someone so blessed by God fall?
你绝对不会想象，他自己可能也没有办法想象，他有一天会跌倒。
And we could never imagine it, or Solomon never imagined that one day he would fall.
今天你可能说，我得到神那么大的恩典，我怎么可能离弃神呢？
And today we may ask ourselves, I received so much grace from God, how could I ever...
你可能说有人打我杀我我都不可能离弃神
We might say if you kill me if you beat me and I will never leave God
有人拉我出去我就爬回来
If you pull me out then I will crawl back
不要讲那么大声
But don't say it so loudly
人要跌倒人要离开神其实很容易
And so actually for men it's so easy for us to fall and stray away
我们没有自己想象中那么刚强
We're not as strong as we think
尤其是如果你的配偶是跟你走的方向是相反的话
especially if your spouse is walking on a different path as yours
跟你的观念是相反的话
they possess different values as you
被影响只是迟早的事不是会不会的事情
it's only a matter of a time before you are influenced
所罗门都被他没有信神的埃及的公主啊还有其他的公主来影响了拜偶像了
even King Solomon was influenced by his the idol worshipping concubines and wives
那些公主很厉害
and these princesses were very good
可能啊每天讲一点
Maybe every day they will tell Solomon something.
每天影响一点。
They will slowly influence.
有人说最有力量的话语就是男人枕头旁边那个声音。
And so they say the most powerful words are the words spoken next to the
软软的
pillow.
Honey, honey, 亲爱的
And the words that are slowly whispered into the man's ear.
真的，女人呢要影响男人不用大声骂。
And so a woman do not need to influence men with loud words.
枕头旁边那个轻轻讲啊，哇，那个杀伤力更大。
And so it's more damaging with the soft whispers.
或者有时候哭一哭啊，闹一闹啊。
Sometimes if you cry a bit.
所罗门后来就承受不住了。
So in the end, Solomon could not hold it anymore.
所有智慧都不知道跑哪里去了。
And he lost all of his wisdom.
所以呢， 自由选择不一定是不好。
And this is why free will, choosing with free will may not necessarily be bad.
你要知道，凭自己的意识去选择，到最后选到什么，那你自己就要负责了。
But you need to know if you choose by your own will, then whatever you choose, the consequence you need to bear yourself.
因为你没有问神。
Because you did not ask God.
你凭自己的想法去选。
And you make the decision based on your own thoughts.
有可能你会选择到好的。
And maybe you may choose.Something that's good.
但是也有可能了，你凭着意志自己选了，选错了。
But there's also a possibility that you might have chosen the wrong thing.
当然不是每一个年轻人都需要经过主内的介绍。
And so not every young man need to go through marriage introductions in the church.
有人说啊，我需要自己去选。
And some people say I need to choose for myself.
那其实自己选可以啊。
So it is okay if you choose for yourself.
但是你要在主内，在同一个信仰里面选比较好。
You need to choose and look within the same faith.
有人说啊，我不要那个以撒色的婚姻，那个太古板了，都是听爸爸的。我这是要跟他相反的。
And some people say I don't want the Isaac style wedding. That is too boring.
如果读过圣经的话，有一个人叫以撒，他很听他爸爸的话，他什么都没意见。
So there's a person by Isaac in the Bible. He's so obedient. He only listens to his father.
他在圣经里面讲的话也不多。
And he did not speak too much words in the Bible.
他有一个很有信心的爸爸。
Because he had a very faithful father.
话都被他爸爸讲了。
And so his father spoke all the words.
他一辈子都是顺服。
So he submitted his whole life.
爸爸安排老仆人去帮他的婚姻去着想去安排。
And his father arranged for him an old servant to look for a wife for him.
这个老仆人把女生带回来了，他也是很顺服的去接受。
And this old servant brought back the woman, and he obediently accepted her.
我们今天当父母的大概都想说，我们的儿女像以撒就多好。
And today, all the parents will wish and hope that their children would be like Isaac.
但是有时候忘记自己有没有像亚伯拉罕那么好信心。
And but sometimes the parents will forget whether they had as great of faith as Abraham.
他什么都听你话，问题是听你话会好吗？
And so if they listen to you everything, then is that actually good?
如果你有亚伯拉罕那么好信心，每一句话都听你的，肯定好。
If you have so great a faith as Abraham, then it is good for them to listen to you.
如果自己没有像亚伯拉罕那么好信心，又要孩子什么都听你的。
But if you don't have as great a faith as Abraham, then it is not good for your kids to listen to you.
所以有些孩子说，我不要听我爸爸的，我爸爸要东我就要西。
Some children will intentionally go the opposite way.
我们年轻人也不要那么反叛了，其实父母很爱我们。
But as for young people, don't be so rebellious. Your parents love you.
有些人说我要像雅各似的。
And some people say they want to have the Jacob style.
我要自己去找的。
I want to look for myself.
自己去找的也是可以啊。
So it is okay if you look for yourself.
但是你说雅各似的是什么样子呢？
So what is this Isaac Jacob style?
我们看这个创世纪二十八章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 28.
第一节
，verse one，
创世纪二十八章的第一节
，Genesis 28 verse one。
以撒叫了雅各来，给他祝福，并祝福他说：“你不要娶迦南的女子为妻。”
And as I called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said to him, "You shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan."
这个时候，雅各准备要离开家里。
At this time, Jacob was ready to leave his house.
很有可能就不能再回来了。
Very likely, he will not be able to come back.
他爸爸只有交代他一句话。
His father only instructed him one thing.
爸爸没有说你去那边啊，给我好好赚钱，以后回来盖房子。
And his father did not say, "Go there, work and make a lot of money, and come back and build a house for me."
也没有说要娶个聪明漂亮的，不要给我丢脸。
He also did not say, "Say to Jacob to marry someone beautiful and smart."
爸爸只有一句话，不要给我娶。迦南的女子回来。
And that is, you should not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan.
因为你信仰不一样。
So they had different faith.
神对我们有应许的。
And God had promises for us.
所以他就交代这句话。
So he instructed him only this thing.
这个雅各有记住这句话。
And Jacob remembered this.
他所谓的自由啊，不是说真理之外的自由。
And his freedom was not outside of the truth.
他不敢去找迦南的女子。
He did not dare to look after for the daughters of Canaan.
他就是在亲族里面刚好碰到，这个是表妹，以前的人都会娶表妹。都很亲属的，比较近亲的，他说：“这个是我的亲族的。”他就去追求。
And he met someone and pursued someone from his own family.
然后呢，得到这个拉姐的父亲的这个批准。
And he also received the permission from the father of Rachel.
等候了七年，还把她迎娶过来。
He had to wait for 7 years to marry her.
所以啊，年轻人如果说啊，我要这个。雅各式的，你要看清楚再讲啊。
If young people say I want the Jacob style, then you need to actually understand.
你要在同一个信仰里面的，这是雅各式的。
And the first criteria is you need to be in the same faith.
你要得到对方父母的这个批准。
You also need the permission of the other party's parents.
好好工作赚钱，存点钱。
To work hard, save money.
不一定要等七年。
So you don't have to wait for 7 years.
但是至少呢是有这个自己的基础。
But at least you need to have the foundation.
所以雅各自己所谓的自己找啊，其实也是在同一个信仰里面去找。
And so Jacob actually looked for himself for someone within the same faith.
啊，我觉得雅各也很好啊。
So Jacob is also good.
他看到那些女生来打水，他就怎样？他自己去哇，帮人家那个大石头这样滚开来。
And so when he saw women were drawing water, he took the initiative to help them.
啊，别的牧羊人来要欺负这些女生，他就自告奋勇的啊，去保护啊，去这些表现一些男生的这种英勇。
And so when shepherds bullied these women, he protected them.
哎，我觉得这个雅各也挺好的。
So I feel that Jacob.
他不会很害羞哦，哦，还要人家女生帮他弄水。
And so he was quite shy that someone needed to draw water for him.
啊，这很自然的，很大方的，在组里面好好的正式的这种表现。这个都是好的。
And so he was very natural, so it is good that if you're within Christ, to just let it be natural.
教会我们里面呢，要从小要教导我们的孩子、年轻人，这男女之间的交流要正常、透明、公开，还有正式。
And so from the church, since your children are young, we need to teach them this concept that this relationship within the church
很自然的，男女之间、弟兄姐妹之间的交流应该很自然。
And should be very natural. It should be transparent. And it's just natural.
我发觉教会有时候办一些青年活动哦，本来要给他们一些平台啊，要互相的认识。
And I realize that sometimes church hold special events for the youth to have a chance to get to know each other.
结果呢？办活动的结果，男生一桌，女生一桌。
As a result, the sister will be sitting on one table and the brothers on the other table.
我说这个是联谊活动啊，要你们认识的，为什么你们男生一桌，女生一桌呢？
So this is actually a fellowship activity. So why are the brothers and sisters seated separately?
你这样做不是 defeat the purpose 吗？就是没有达到我们的目标吗？
So isn't doing this defeating the purpose?
哎呀，他们说不好意思啊，跟异性讲话。
But they're actually very shy to actually talk to the opposite sex.
我说怎么会不好意思？
So why are you so shy?
他说哎呀，因为学生灵恩会啊，神训班啊，那个班负责都说不要讲话，不要讲话。哎，你这个讲话，我不行不行。
Because in all the SSCs or NYTS, our counselors will tell us you cannot talk to.
哇，要最好离远一点。
You better keep a distance.
哇，不要异性，不要讲太多话。
So don't talk too much to the opposite.
这个从小就被这样教育了。
So this is how we're educated since young.
看到异性了就很紧张，也不会讲话。
But when you see an opposite sex, you're nervous because you don't know what to say.
不会怎么做一个正常的、就有礼貌的这种交通。
And so how can we develop this very natural, this respectful communication?
啊，所以我觉得这块我们还是比较缺乏。
And so I feel that we're still lacking this in the church.
我们组内的家长啊，你要教导你的孩子。
So the parents in the church must educate your children.
如果你生的是男生的话，要教导他，最好说肌肉要多练习一点啊，要有的表现呢、啊，要保护啊，或者是拿重东西的时候、啊，你要去帮忙。
And so if you have boys, you need to teach them to train up their muscles so they will be courteous to help the sisters in times of need.
啊，我觉得英式的教育还蛮好的。
And so I believe these
British style 的 education.
British style.
要训练每一个男生啊，要成一个 gentleman。
And they teach other boys to become a gentleman.
啊，女士重东西马上过去帮忙拿。
And so, they need to help out the ladies.
啊，女士，啊，进门了你要帮她开一下。
You need to open the doors.
上车下车。
Need to open the doors for the ladies.
不是说你要追求人家才是这样子。
You don't only do this if you are pursuing them.
正常的一个绅士的这个风度。
And this is the attitude of a natural gentleman.
跟女生讲话也是一样，很大方的，很自然。
In the same manner, when you speak to any woman, you're very natural, you're very
训练女生呢，就是要当 lady， 要端庄。
And but as for a woman, you need to be a lady.
不要太过害羞，但是讲话要得体。
Don't be overly shy, but have a good composure of yourself.
跟正常之间的社交，还有朋友也好，师生也好，同事同学都好，都有一个交流。
And so you need to have this very common, regular, normal relationship with all your friends.
所以我觉得教会里面应该要大家。要看重这种问题。
So I believe in the church, we need to emphasize this kind of questions.
在座有家长的，我们要给儿女这种正确的观念。
Especially the parents seated here, we need to give our children the right concepts.
不要自己去外面乱找。
And so that they will not go out and seek for themselves.
你要找，你要在同一个信仰里面找。
If you want to look for someone, then you need to look within the same faith.
啊，当然，不是每一个人都需要透过被介绍而成婚。
And of course, not everyone needs to go through marriage coordination to get married.
真理里面，你给他一些自由度，这个是好的。
It is good if you give them some freedom within the truth.
啊，那主耶稣会带领的。
The Lord Jesus will surely guide them.
啊，那第二种这个进入婚姻的这个途径啊。
And the second way of entering into marriage.
就是神直接的这个预备。
And that is the direct preparation arranged by God.
啊，我们来看这个《创世纪》。
Let's read Genesis.
啊，《创世纪》的第 三章。
Let's read Genesis chapter 3.
第二章，对不起。
Chapter 2.
创世纪的第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
创世纪第二章二十一节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 21.
主神使他沉睡，他就睡了。于是取下他的肋骨，一根肋骨，把肉合起来。
And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place.
主神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领她到那人跟前。
And then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man.
这里是记载啊，第一对婚姻是神怎么来撮合，怎么来造成的。
He records the first establishment of marriage by God.
这是神直接的预备。
And God had directly prepared this marriage.
我们不要忘记，我们的神是创造天地万物的神。
And don't forget that our God is the creator of heavens and earth.
可以使五变有的神。
And he can create something out of nothing.
天地万物都可以凭他一句话的就造出来。
And the world was created through him by one word.
那亚当在伊甸动物园里面，这个乐园找不到他的对象。
Well, Adam could not find his spouse within the Garden of Eden.
但是神有办法。
But God had the way.
神的办法是什么呢？
What was God's way?
就是帮助他，直接替他准备。
And that was to help him and prepare someone directly for him.
把一个女人领到他的跟前。
And he brought a woman before him.
所以我们今天也是要有这个信心。
So today we also need to have this faith.
就算你自己比较害羞。
Even if you're shy yourself.
不懂得很主动的去寻找。
And you don't know how to take the initiative to look for yourself.
或者是你左右看看，这个我们教会里面有没有几个人哦？该认识的也认识的。
If you look around your church and you already know everyone in your church.
那如果该了解的也了解了，但是还没有本地教会还没有适合的对象怎么办呢？
And what happens if you look around and there's no one suitable within your local church?
如果是神的旨意的话。
But however, if it is the will of God.
神可以帮你无中生有。
And God can make someone out of no one.
可以帮你从别的地方。安排过来。
And God will arrange someone from somewhere else and bring him to you.
神直接的预备。
And this is a direct arrangement of God.
那怎么预备呢？但是神帮你直接预备之前，有一个条件。
So before God arranges someone for you, there is a prerequisite.
第一个条件就是亚当要先睡觉。
And the first condition is that Adam first needed to fall asleep.
二章二十一节，神特别说，神使亚当沉睡。
And verse 21 says, God caused Adam to fall into a deep sleep.
他就睡了。
And he slept.
为什么神要使他沉睡呢？
So why did God make him fall into a deep sleep?
有点像这个外科医师要开刀了，为什么要他睡觉？
And so why does the doctor put you to sleep before an operation?
因为不让他睡觉，他可能太痛了。
And because they don't want the patient to suffer during the operation.
给他麻醉。
They put him under anesthesia, they fall asleep.
醒过来了，开好了。
When they wake up, the surgery is done.
伤口可能有点痛，但是已经被开了。
So your wound may hurt, but the operation was done.
所以这个沉睡这个字第一次出现。
So this is the first appearance of the word deep sleep.
神使一个男人，一个有主权，一个有意识的男人沉睡。
God allowed a man with self-will to fall deep asleep.
所以在神的安排这个婚姻里面很奇妙。
So within the marriage arranged by God, it's very miraculous.
太有自己的意见、主权、想法的话，很难看到神的预备。
If you're too strong-willed, then it is difficult for you to see the arrangement of God.
我们刚刚讲过的，那男生都是视觉的动物，都是用视觉来判断。
And we have shared about how men are visual animals, so they make judgments based on their visions.
但是神要他，你就不要看，也不要挑，你先睡觉。
But God wanted him to not see, not look, and first fall asleep.
你要把自己的主权交出来给神。
You need to first hand over your sovereignty to God.
你都睡觉了，你不能为自己安排打算了。
So if he falls asleep, then he cannot make the decision for himself.
所以我们组内的年轻朋友们。
So for all the young youth in our church.
我们叫有一些不少的年轻人，可能在考虑进入婚姻。
And so there might be people who are considering entering into marriage.
在座的家长可能也有儿女要进入婚姻。
We may also have parents seated here who have children that are about to enter into marriage.
那我们要了解神的美好的意思。
So we need to understand the wonderful will of God.
先了解说，我不能用自己的意思去看这件人生最大的事情。
So we need to understand that we cannot use our own visions, our own will to look at this major event of life.
神使我们沉睡。
And God will allow us to fall deep.
但是呢，后来他要洗他，把他这个肋骨取出来之后呢，把肉合起来之后呢，神要让他醒过来。
After he took one of the ribs out, closed up his flesh, and God allowed him to wake up.
哎，醒过来了，想通了，哎呀，还是要接受神的安排了。
So once he woken up, he understands and he needs to accept God's arrangements.
啊，这就是神的对亚当的一个动作。
And this is what God had done for Adam.
所以他是要先睡，睡完再醒。
He need to fall, first fall asleep and he wakes up and.
哇，那有一个弟兄。
We have a brother.
他已经进入了这个适婚年龄了。
And he has entered into a marriageable age.
那教会的婚介要跟他介绍。
So the church's marriage coordinator wanted to introduce him to someone.
啊，但是。第一次要帮他介绍的时候
，So the first time they wanted to introduce him，
给他看一张照片
，So they show him a picture。
他这一看就说啊，不用了，我还没准备好。
So once he looked at the picture, he said, "Oh, forget it, I'm not ready."
啊，不是之前就说准备好要介绍，怎么一看照片就说我还没准备好
？So they asked him, "Didn't you say you were ready? But after you look at the picture, you said you're not ready anymore."
年轻人都转得很快，一下准备好，一下还没有准备好，然后一下又准备好了。
And this is how fast that you change. One time they're ready, and the other time they're not ready.
原来一看就是哎呀，这个不是按照他的理想的那一个类型的，那说哎呀，都还没有准备好。
And so once he
就拒绝掉了。
So when he rejected because once he looks at the picture, it was not someone of his ideal.
哦，那婚介也很有耐心，说好了，那没有关系，没有准备好就没有准备好嘛，继续准备嘛。
But the marriage coordinator was very patient, so said to him, "Since you're not ready, then why don't you take some time to get ready?"
啊，因为这种东西也不能急。
And so we cannot force.
那就过了一段比较长的时间。
So that there a long period of time.
啊，那这位弟兄啊，也自己在思考。
So this brother thought to himself.
啊，我在本地也没有合适的对象。
And there are no suitable matches in my local church.
那传道人要帮我介绍，我就一下就把他退掉。
And whenever the preachers want to introduce me to someone, I will reject them.
他后来就越想，有点不好意思。
So the more he thought about it, the more bad he felt.
会不会自己的意见太多啊？主权啊，那个主权太多啊？
So was his self-will too strong?
他就跟神祷告。
So he prayed to God.
神啊，上一次我那么快就退掉啊。
And God, last time I rejected so quickly.
不如这样了，我再答应你，下一次的话，无论谁跟我讲，我都要至少要试一次。
So why don't I agreed this to you that whoever introduces me next time, I will try it.
结果过了不久就传道娘了，就跟他给他看另外一张照片。
So not too long after, the preacher's wife showed him another picture.
因为传道娘对他没有耐心了。
But the preacher was not patient with him.
啊，传道娘去找他。
And so the preacher's wife came to him.
那照片都没有看得很清楚，说好了，试试看。
And so he didn't look at the picture too closely, and he said, "Okay, let me try it."
因为他心里面已经答应神说，这一次第二个。跟我问的，我要认真的去尝试。
Yeah. Because he has already promised God, whoever introduces me the second time, I will give it a try.
要看神怎么带领。
I will see how God will guide me.
你看他有在放自己主权了。
And so we can see he was letting go of his self-will.
还有呢，他好像要醒悟了。
And it's as if he was waking up.
不用自己的想法去看人生的大事。
He no longer views this major event of his life with his own thoughts.
结果接下来的神的带领就很明显。
And so later on, we can see God's guidance was very obvious.
啊，交往也很顺利。
So they have a very smooth relationship.
最后在主里面也成家成婚，得到神的祝福。
In the end, they married within Christ, and their family was greatly blessed by God.
所以这个都是神的安排。
So all of these are the arrangements of God.
所以要先学习沉睡。
So we need to first learn to fall deep asleep.
然后在适当的时候要醒悟。
Then at the right time, we need to wake up.
看到神的预备啊。
To see God's arrangements.
那女生呢？22节了，神又用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人。
And then in verse 22, he made from the rib, he made into a woman.
领她到那人跟前。
And he brought her to the man.
所以整个过程呢，当时这个女人是很被动的。
And so in the entire process, this woman was in a very passive situation.
她被造出来的目的就是为了要帮助某一个她都不知道不认识的男人。
The purpose in which she was made was only so that she could help this man she did not even know.
然后呢，神又把她领到那个人的面前。
And then God led her before this man.
所以她也是顺服神的安排。
So she also submitted to God's arrangement.
所以主的直接的准备啊，要包括这个亚当跟夏娃都顺服，还有接受神的安排。
And God's direct arrangement includes how both Adam and Eve submitted to God's arrangement.
那有人就说了，那我怎么知道神的安排是不是他的？
And some people may ask, how do I know that it is the right person that God has arranged for me?
那23节。
23.
那人说，这是亚当了。哇，这是我骨中的骨，肉中肉。
And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh."
这个台词啊，不晓得谁训练他的，也没有人叫他要这样讲。
So we don't know who taught Adam to say this.
他从来没有讲过情话，因为世界没有别人。
And so there is no one else in the world, so no one had any.
当时世界只有 monkey 啊 donkey 啊，他都不用讲话的以前。
And so he didn't need to talk to anyone before. 是不是？
他除非自言自语嘛，不然的话跟谁讲话？
Unless he talked to himself.
哎，他结果呢？一开口就会讲出这句人类的第一句的这个情话。
But once he spoke this, the first, romantic phrase of, mankind.
就是神呢，感动他有这种感觉。
So God moved him.
感动他喜欢这个女生。
So God moved him to love this woman.
当然，神的创造应该不会太差。
And so we know God's creation would not be too bad.
但是你是不是美到怎么样的，我是不知道。
But we don't know to what degree she was beautiful.
但是就是一个人嘛。
But she was a man.
但是他看到她，马上有感觉。
But once he saw her, he had feelings for her.
那夏娃呢？这里圣经没有记载说夏娃看到这个亚当就很高兴很兴奋扑过去，没有。
And the Bible does not record any reaction from Eve.
啊，就是这样，好了。
And she was very calm and she did not react.
男生就很兴奋，哎，就是他了。
But the man was very excited to see.
这个就是结婚之前那种状态。
So this is the condition you are in before marriage.
结婚之后通常会相反。
So once you get married, it will be different.
可能女生呢这种归属感就更多，男生呢就要加强了。
And so women will have a greater sense of belonging after marriage.
神都安排了，双方有一种很强烈的这种感觉。
So under God's arrangement, both parties have a very strong attraction.
至少男生有了，至少男生的感觉很强。
So men had a very strong attraction.
女生呢就很愿意顺服。
But a woman was willing to submit.
结了婚之后，女生的感觉才会比较强烈。
So it is only after marriage that the feeling of the woman will grow.
要你看了第三节，以后的这个发展就是这样。
And so you can read on to what happens.
所以神的安排就是会感动一个人，感动你喜欢他，然后感动对方也能够接受你。
So in God's arrangement, He will move one party to accept the other party.
有一个同工跟我分享他的见证。
I have a fellow worker who shared with me his testimony.
他说他的一个女儿。
He said one of his daughters.
哎呀，长得他自己也知道不是很突出。
And he knows she was not too outstanding.
不是非常的。这个漂亮。
And she was not the most attractive.
然后呢，也不是长得很高。
And she was not very tall.
还有呢，她很活泼，很外向。
But she was very outgoing, very lively.
别人喜欢弄头发啊，化妆啊，她就喜欢去打球啊，她就喜欢 outdoor 的。
While people like to dress themselves up, put makeups on, she likes to go out and play balls.
那她跟女儿说。
He said to his daughter.
女儿啊，我常常为你婚姻祷告。
Daughter, I'm always praying for your marriage.
你要多为你婚姻祷告。
You need to pray for your marriage more often.
他很小的时候就跟他女儿这样讲。
So he said this to his daughter at a very young age.
他跟他女儿说，你不用怕，你不用担心。
He said to his daughter, don't worry.
在爸爸眼中你最漂亮嘛。
In daddy's eyes, you're the most beautiful.
但是呢，虽然你比不上别人，但是只要神感动一个人喜欢你就够了。
But even though it may not be comparable to others, but as long as one person likes you, and that is enough.
过了很多年，这个女儿长大。
So after a few years, the daughter had grew up.
但是没有什么下文，没有什么人提亲啊，追求啊。
But no one came to want to get to know her.
那爸爸就很急啊。
And so the father was very nervous.
女儿，你看你，行情不是很好。
And so daughter, look at you. You're not very popular.
问都没，别人问都没有。
And no one asked of you.
女儿说：“你担心什么？”
So the daughter said, "What are you afraid of?"
你以前不是跟我讲过吗？
And didn't you tell me this before?
如果神要安排我结婚的话，那感动一个人喜欢我就够了。
And if God wants me to get married, and He only has to touch one person, that would be enough.
哎，我觉得，哎，他就提醒他爸爸。
So he reminded his father.
他爸对啊，我以前讲过这些话啊，自己都忘记。
His father said, "Yes, I even forgot what I said before."
神感动一个人喜欢你就够了。
As long as God moved one person to like you, and that is enough.
有时候如果有同时有十个人喜欢你，可能不是神感动了。
If there are 10 people who like you at the same time, then that might not be the movement.
神怎么会感动十个人喜欢你，让你同时喜欢那选一个人呢？
And how could God move 10 people?
神不会让你那么累吗？
To like you at the same time, so that you will only choose one out of them.
这样很累啊，每天睡不着，我要想我要选他，选他，选他。
And that would be too tiring because you have to think over who to choose.
有的选择是很累的。
So sometimes having choices is very tiring.
我最好是没选择，你煮什么我吃什么。
So it is better that you have no choice at all.
有个弟兄跟我说，传道我带你去吃饭，韩国餐、日本餐，这个越南河粉点心。都可以。
And so the brother told me, preacher, I'll take you out to lunch. You want Japanese, Chinese, Korean?
讲那么多，我就要想很久。
And so I said to him, you tell me so many different choices. I have to think
a long time. 你就不用问我，带我去，我就吃了，就简单一点。
So don't ask me, just take me.
所以有选择不一定是太多选择不一定很好。
So having too many choices may not be good.
所以爸爸说，神只要感动一个人喜欢你，就够了。
So father said, it is enough as long as God moved one person to like you.
对，爸爸说，对，真的是这样。
And so father said, truly, so.
不用担心，祷告。
Don't worry, just pray.
看神怎么安排。
So see what God will guide you.
这个不久之后，真的很奇妙的事情。
So long not after something amazing happened.
安排啊，另外一个弟兄啊，从世界的另外一个那个地方啊，在菲特那边啊读书啊工作。
So God arranged a brother from far, far away to come to this place to study abroad.
一起做生工啊，一起认识啊。
So they worked together. They got to know each other.
这个弟兄对他有好感。
And so this brother liked the sister.
再透过介绍啊，这样子就认识了，就结婚了。
They got to know each other and got married.
就是神的感动。
So this was a movement of God.
所以你说好像说有时候，好像本地的啊，没有什么地，没有什么人。
And sometimes when we say there are no suitable people.
但是如果神的旨意。
But if it is the will of God.
那神感动，安排一些机会，直接到了你面前。
And God will move and arrange someone to come.
也是
right before you.
有可能的。
And that is also possible.
这是看神的安排，还有你自己这个机会的把握。
And this is up to God's arrangement and you holding on to the opportunity.
但是父母的带导很重要。
But the intercession of prayer by the parents is very important.
父母常常关心儿女。
And the parents need to often care for their children.
很早就应该为儿女的婚姻来祷告。
You need to pray for the marriage of your children at a very young age.
我们常常都会为他的学业毕业以后做什么工作来祷告。
And many times parents will only pray for the education of their children and their future jobs.
那些东西是一定会有的，基本上也不用担心。
All these are the things that they will one day have, so you don't need to worry too much.
那些东西连没有相信神的人都会得到。
And these are the things that even unbelievers will achieve and have.
那我们担心什么呢？
So what do we need to worry?
但是最宝贵的是什么？
But what is the most precious?
信仰能够在婚姻里面保守得住。
And that is to be able to preserve their marriage within this faith.
这个不是我们更应该祷告的地方。
And this is something that we should pray even more for.
有一位同工跟我说
A fellow worker said to me.
他的女儿才读小学的时候，他是每天开始为他的婚姻。他几个女儿的婚姻祷告了。
And when his daughters were still in elementary school, he already started praying for their marriages.
我说那么早，小学就要开始了。
So I said, how can you start so early when they're only in elementary school?
他说越早越好啊。
So he said, the earlier the better.
为他们婚姻祷告，神带领他们。
And so the earlier you pray, start praying for the marriage, and God will guide them.
当然不是说现在要去相亲了，小学而已嘛。
And so if they're in elementary school, doesn't mean you need to introduce them already.
求神带领他的前路。
But you need to ask God to guide their future.
最关键的一个考验就是婚姻。
And the most crucial test of their life is marriage.
所以神有时候会直接的帮你安排。
So sometimes God will make a direct arrangement for you.
第二个途径。
And this is a second way.
那第三个途径呢？
And what about the third way?
就是神透过别人帮你安排。
And that is God will arrange for you through someone else.
因为你可能自己没有这种习惯、勇气去找或者是去认识。
Because you may not have the habit or the courage to look for someone to get to know someone yourself.
在本地或者你认识的圈子里面呢，也没有这种人选。
Or within your local churches with your circle of friends, there are no suitable matches.
这个时候呢？就有另外一个可能，就是神神透过他的工人，他所信任的，或者是教会所指派的，去关心你的儿女，或者是你自己的婚姻呢。
So in this situation, sometimes God will utilize a third party to either care for your parents or care for your children.
我们看这个哥林多前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
哥林多后书，哥林多前书二章第九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9.
二章九节
Chapter 2, verse 9.
如经上所记神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见耳朵未曾听见人心未曾想到的
But as it is written eyes has not seen nor ears heard nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him
这句话呢当然这是讲神的救赎的恩典
And this refers to the salvation grace of God
主耶稣基督为我们钉死十字架
Lord Jesus Christ crucified on the cross for us
人想都没有想到
And never would men know this.
那今天神爱我们每一个人，生活的每一个部分，他都照顾。
And today God cares and loves every part of our lives.
所以神有可能也会安排一些我们身边的信任得过的人来关心我们的儿女或者我们自己的这个婚姻大事。
And so God will also arrange those people by our side to care for our marriages.
如果遇到有这种需要的时候
And when we are in time facing this need,
我们就以一种很感恩的心也很信任的心来接受这种帮助
So with a very trusting and trusting and submitting heart we need to receive this help
总会每两年都办一次这个婚介人员讲习会
Every year USGA will hold a marriage National Marriage Coordinator Workshop
正教会里面呢关心信徒的灵命是多元化 多方面的
And so within the true church, the church uses different ways and methods to care for the spiritual life of the members.
所以我们要求主耶稣帮助这些婚介人员。
So we need to ask Lord Jesus to bless and guide all the marriage coordinators.
给他们智慧。
To grant them wisdom.
也求主耶稣帮助我们的儿女。
Also ask Lord Jesus Christ to help our children.
或者我们自己。
Or ourselves.
在进入需要进入婚姻的这个关键的这个时刻。
And so in a crucial time when they need to enter into marriage.
能够按照主耶稣带领我们的旨意。
that we may follow according to the will of Lord Jesus Christ.
能够保守在主耶稣里面。
And that we may walk on his path.
好，那我们今天晚上正道就到此。
And we will conclude our service tonight.
我们来唱诗428首。
Let us sing hymn 428.